237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Very little coffee today, but I did have a Hershey's chocolate bar for energy. Got to get the sugar in the system, right? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You guys know the whole shebang. It is July 5th, 2012, and in the state of Minnesota today, it is 86 degrees right now. Folks, that's hot. Oh, the producer just kicked back at me. She's getting pretty authoritative,
yeah,
isn't she?
Yeah, I would say, you know.
She's been working in the Obama administration or something?
I think so.
Hey, you better
That's
find
how
your,
she got that
me,
new
you better
car.
Find your spot there, young lady.
I saw she got a new GM car pulled in this morning.
Gotcha, it's 90 degrees. I thought I seen a black limo drop somebody off this morning. Was that her?
That was her.
It was in
her
back.
Her little children in the tuxedos?
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the little babies looks like a little dwarf?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like a hobbit or something?
Large head, big head. See, all this pride is going to his head.
Bilbo Big Head is his name, isn't it?
Yeah. Then, of course, Bilbo Saggins.
Yes, Bilbo Saggins. Folks, listen up real quick, please. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com if you'd like to check us out. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, folks, it's time to get busy. If you're on Facebook, the whole purpose of Facebook is to network. To get the job done. You know, this morning I had some creep on there. People need to be a little tactful. He puts a big picture of a lady with, you know, scantily dressed. Mm-hmm. And then you look at his picture. It's like, have you ever had a girlfriend a day in your life?
No, he's just got pictures.
No, and so I write capital C-R-E-E-P, creep. See ya, wouldn't want to be ya. My point is this. Folks, it's time to get busy. It's not time to wait to see what this administration is going to do tomorrow unlawfully. And the reason I'm saying that is if we don't come together, you know, everybody's saying this. And keep in mind, you guys know I always kick hope off on you in Christ, not outside of him. But the bottom line is you need to respond because no one else is going to do what you need to do for you. You need to do it. It's your country, too. Now, I want you to check out my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E. Link up with me if you're a doer of the word and not a hearer only deceiving yourselves. Because it's not about talk, it's about action. Remember what I said yesterday on the radio? Deeds, not words. Folks, it's time to get busy. And the way that we do that is we network, we hold on to each other, and we go forward.
Stand our ground.
That's, right. That's exactly right. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter, that one as well is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, again, double E, on my Twitter account. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, we love new callers, 1-877-807-9977. I promise I won't bite your head off. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because the other guy will tell you.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Mm-hmm.
Couple things to cover. Notice, too, tomorrow, well, actually this evening, you'll be able to find it on WorldNet Daily and also on our Facebook page. Bradley's commentary will be coming out. A lot of the similar topics that we've been discussing throughout the week. Where have conservatives brought us? You're going to want to watch that. There's also a 10-minute piece, or just under a 10-minute piece, that you can watch. It's kind of a short little biopsy on what have conservatives done, who's coming to the rescue, and what's the facade.
Modern conservatives are the very reason that we are where we're at today, friends.
I'm going to articulate exactly. What is their messaging? What are they doing? They're doing the same thing as the liberals, just following a little bit behind them. Also, too, Mr. Obama running after your guns. We all know.
Wait a second. Who's falling behind who?
The conservatives falling behind the liberals.
That's right.
Just a little bit behind.
You know, but what the conservatives are saying, because this has been the theme all week, is you can't just, you got to give it to them slowly. Because if you shock them, then what's going to happen is you're going to turn away your viewers or your listeners, TV or radio, from listening to your message. Well, what is the socialist doing?
Well, we just saw Obama didn't give it to us very slowly, did he? But, you know, the conservative, well, and this is even on your video. Who's the guy, Chris Wallace, we were playing on the show the other day, right?
No, the modern conservative's listening to me. He's listening to us right now, Jake. He's going, he can't think of anything to say. You're right. Yes, yeah. I know we're right.
There's no argument to it.
Yeah. You know what? People for five decades have been sick and tired of that. They've been waiting for someone to stand up and say what needs to be said and say it the way that it needs to be said. Yeah. Yeah. Simple enough. What is it, like different versions of the truth? You know, apparently to the socialists there is.
But they don't understand, though, that it no longer becomes truth if it's a different version. Now it becomes a lie.
Well, I think the modern conservative, he thinks we're talking about a different country.
Yeah, or different
people.
I mean,
if that wasn't the case,
talking about him.
I mean, this new piece that's going out on WND tonight, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just that. Talking about Syria, talking about Mexico, talking about all these foreign wars. Where the American military has been sent to police the world unlawfully and illegally, right? And with that, what about us? Yeah. Talking about the Chinese immigration problem, talking about this, that. Now they're talking about Arafat being poisoned. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And so speaking of policing the world, this small arms treaty, and we're going to have a special guest tomorrow talking about this more in depth.
Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America.
Mr. Obama. Well, we've all known that Hillary Clinton's been trying to push this forever, and now Obama's getting his face involved in it.
Hilla Beans?
Yeah, Hillary.
We should call her.
Hilariously?
The Hilla Beans.
Hilla Beans.
Yeah, she's a Hilla Beans.
She's a hillbilly. Yeah. Well, she was, but then she moved to New York, no longer a hillbilly.
She's getting to the point now where she's as tall as she is
wide. Ooh.
Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
Wow. I mean, she's an honest player.
She's looking a little bit old.
I mean, she's helping, you know, implement.
Yeah, we should be careful.
Muslim Brotherhood overseas. I mean, that's
the
thing. Hey, Obama, I did your bidding. Now what do I get for this? Folks, you got Bradley and Jake. Now listen, if you shut up the truth and bury it under the ground, it will grow and gather to itself such explosive power that the day it bursts through, it will blow up everything in its way. We got to stand against it. Be right back.
Stand and grow.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
George Washington said this. This is great. He said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains taken to bring it to the light. Amen. And then when it's brought to the light, that's the mercy of God, by the way, that it has been brought to the light. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. That's exactly right. But when it's brought to the light, then what must the people do in response to God? Keep his commandments and bring forth judgment unto righteousness. Read Psalm 94. A quick heads up from the producer. I've been telling the people over the last, couple shows over the last couple weeks that people out there are kicking the wrong and liking the wrong button. I get the youth talk in there. Sorry, folks. But they're pushing and poking away and liking the wrong channel. It's the Sons of Liberty. Go ahead, Carrie. What is it?
If they're looking on Facebook for our page, they type in The Sons of Liberty, and it will come up. There's a number of Sons of Liberty, so they have to put in The Sons of Liberty.
Like as in The Sons of Liberty.
Okay, and in The Sons of Liberty, there's a picture of a patriot and the Sons of Liberty logo right there. And the Sons of Liberty, friends. The Sons of Liberty.
It's also on our website. In the upper right-hand corner is the big F for Facebook on sonsoflibertyradio.com. You just go there, it brings you right to it.
Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty.
Right, that's right.
All right. The all right, Jake. I'm going to give Jake one segment here, folks.
Folks, we have victories going on all around this country, but oftentimes you won't get them in the mainstream. You will find this, however, on Sons of Liberty Media. Right on our homepage, the SOL Media button on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Federal judge in New York rules with religious groups for access to public school space. See, there's always got to be some moron out there who thinks they're going to yank the church's rights. They don't realize that the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting establishment of religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. In other words, they can't start a religion, the state can't. And because it can't start or found a religion, unlike corporations, it can't come in and start to dictate the way that a religion worships, the where a religion can worship, what they can do when they worship.
Well, if they can't dictate, then they assault.
Which is exactly what they attempt to do. So it gets into the court system that for some reason somebody in New York thought it was a good idea, this is the education board, that churches don't meet in the schools after hours.
Now, isn't this the same church board that allowed little eighth graders to be taught sexual acts, deviancy, lasciviousness,
debauchery? The list goes on and on and on.
Sure, right.
So in this particular
case,
they're
at war with God is what you're
saying. That's exactly the point.
Secularism.
And when they're at war with God, America, you need to realize they're at war with you.
That's right.
Because where do we get our rights from that protect us from people like this?
Right.
God. Federal judge in New York rules with the religious groups.
Doing his job.
Taking this case and saying, what are you talking about? There's no conflict of interest here. The government is not promoting religion. Churches are merely renting government buildings. Well, thank you.
Who brought the case?
It was the school board. There, let me look at it right here. The district.
It's without fail, folks. We've done 336 high schools. We've done colleges. We've done prisons. We've done, listen, everything. We've been on the radio for going on 13 years now. Listen, the bottom line is this. It's always one or two that have a problem with your message. Forget about the 99%. Just let's listen to that squeaky wheel. That's what the progressive socialists are looking for to bring lawsuits. That's the time that people come together and rally around their poll. Mm-hmm. And what is their poll? George Washington, again, stated, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Right. Get around who you are, folks, the Constitution and the Bible, and it's all over for them. Because, again, you easily have the majority. Let me say this, secondary to the majority. You have the law on your side, number one, and the majority of the people on your side.
That's right.
That's how things get done.
And so to stand, even if the minority, to your point, were on your side, you still have God standing on your side. And how can you be a Christian if you will not stand with God on his side?
We're a republic, not a democracy. Another point to that, Jake, real quick. Listening to conservative radio. That's all that there is out there. I need another option if anybody's got any options. You know what I do? I turn on Sons of Liberty. I honestly do. Yeah. I'll listen to the radio show, and I'll say to myself, okay, what should I put in there? I'll critique myself to no end. But the bottom line is when I'm listening to this conservative, modern conservative garbage, it is sickening. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I just had to add that.
Going round and round in a circle.
Two different reports I heard real quick. Just turning it on, having lunch, shutting it off. Turn it on, turn it back off, right? You know what I heard? Democracy, the older generation, our democratic form of government, our I'm like, there's your problem right there, stupid. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because now it turns into a debate.
Opinion.
When you become democracy, that's right. So all that happens is sway the majority opinion.
Well, remember Abraham Lincoln said get public opinion on your side. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't matter. We're ruled by law. I can have 99%. Listen, I do sometimes. I have 99% of a lawless population against me. I don't stink and care. I have God on my side, which makes me a majority, number one. And number two, I have the law on my side. And they know it. Now, the problem is you have an administration that overlooks the law, and they said that they wouldn't enforce the law. Now they want to give rights, their rights, to everybody.
Yeah.
And when, in fact, they're not rights, they're privileges. We've talked about that.
Yeah, because how can you have a right that's not that's not protected by law? This is the Department of Education right now
here
of New York.
Can I give you a good case in point to that? A little bit off center to the right on this. In Illinois, did you see the Attorney General attack the laws on homosexual marriage? And other people, two others besides the Attorney General, that attacked the law, the Constitution in Illinois. And Thomas More Law got involved. And what happened is they found out that it was actually the government that was attacking the laws. So now what's happening is not only is Thomas More Law involved in this, and they stopped the barrage of lawlessness from the two or three homosexuals that wanted to get married, the gay marriage over there, mm-hmm. homosexual marriage. And what happened is now the people are standing up and saying, we need to get rid of all three of them people that in governments that attack the Constitution.
There's the solution, of course.
That's right. That is exactly right.
It only makes sense, right?
Well, once the people figure out when the government overthrows the Constitution, like they are doing on a daily basis, when you begin to point your finger at those that are breaking their own oath, then it's time to get rid of them. Folks, they're not holding to their own oath. Mm-hmm. So it's time to say goodbye. Right. See ya. Go get them. That's what they don't. And when you do that, you put the fear of God in them and the fear of the people, rightly so, not to violate the Constitution. And, you know, if you have to hold these adults accountable to their word, then so be it. Do it because your freedom relies upon it. Mm-hmm.
So many people think, well, you know, violate the Constitution. The Constitution is you. That's literally your protection.
Well, our president's doing it. Why can't I do it? Well, you know, if we all jump in and, you know, jump over the bridge, I mean, our president's jumping over the bridge. Why don't we do it, too, you know? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Say, brainless, wake up.
It's time to wake up. And, folks, here's another example. I was just talking to our friends at Liberty Council this morning, and we were actually talking about the weather that's going on out there and how the Supreme Court justices, you know, came down with the decision.
Are you talking about Cuccinelli Land?
Yes.
Virginia.
State of Virginia.
Yes.
How the Supreme Court justices come down with their decision, And then, incidentally, all this crazy weather happens out in Washington, D.C. Are the two connected?
What? No, 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 no. It can't be connected. Jake, just slow your roll a little bit, huh, dog?
Yeah.
Woof, woof.
Woof, woof.
Huh? Right?
How can they be connected?
Do you remember when in D.C. they were talking about global warming, and then, folks, do you remember, right, God bore witness, and all of a sudden started to douse snow upon that city in record, what was it? Inches? We should talk to a dermatologist.
Talk to one, too. Why not?
A meteorologist.
He knows more than the global warming people.
Oh, isn't that crazy? Oh, it's global warming. You know, I remember Mrs. Witch herself, Pelosi, on the front. Oh, it's you know, we got to do something about this global warming. And here comes Al Gorp. And Al Gorp is, you know, oh, we got to do this. And as he's making millions of dollars off the ignorance of those that follow him. And all of a sudden, the Lord just bears witness and starts to snow on Washington, D.C. to the point where there were blizzard conditions. Well, do you remember 20 years prior to that, there was a problem with global cooling? Do you remember that? Yeah. And all of a sudden, we started to get real hot weather. Well, they had to change. They're like in a pendulum, mm-hmm. they go back and forth.
Yeah.
Well, which side are we on? What side of the pendulum are we on today? Well, we haven't figured that out yet because, well, if we do this, then you know God's going to do it. I mean, folks, they believe too. If they didn't, they wouldn't be at war with them, right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
I just thought I didn't
exactly proves the point.
Yes, it does.
So Liberty Counts was, I was talking to him, he said, so what I've done is I've taken the opportunity, we have all sorts of extended family staying in my house with me, and I'm taking this opportunity to preach the gospel to them. So folks, there's always an opportunity, no matter what happens, good or bad, for us to push our message forward. You see, the left does it all the time. They look for little media cases like, for instance, Trayvon Martin, and then they jump on it, and they try to politicize it for their own benefit.
And they're still doing that.
Yes, they are.
You're on another thought again. Now, Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman, do you see how they're trying to criminalize Zimmerman now? They're saying because he didn't need stitches in the back of his head. Oh.
So it's okay for somebody to beat you up just to the point where you don't need stitches.
Forget about him walking around your car and telling you you're going to die today and, you know, basically hiding out in the woods waiting for you to come out. And don't worry about him bashing your head on the cement, you know.
Forget about it. You didn't need stitches.
No. Dude, don't forget. Overlook the black eyes and overlook the broken nose. But, man, because he didn't get stitches, all of a sudden Zimmerman's got to be the one that's wrong in this case.
Yeah. And plus, we've got healthcare now for Zimmerman, right?
I thought it was called Stand Your Ground. Castle Doctrine? Huh.
Man, this is a good law to me.
We should read those things before we come to conclusions, huh, idiots in the media? All right. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at plantskid.com. That's plant, SKYDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
We are at the halfway mark on the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, right before the segment, we were talking about this segment. We were talking about democracy. Democracy defines out as a government of the masses, meaning what the people decide instead of what God commands. That's great, as a republic. Authority derived through the mass meeting or any other form of direct expression results in a mobocracy. Attitude towards people is communistic, negating property rights. Hello, eminent domain. Attitude towards law is that of the will of the majority shall regulate, whether it is based upon deliberation or government by passion. That's dangerous, friends. Democracy we're talking about. Prejudice, an impulse without restraint or regard to consequence. Results in demigodism. Demigodism. Well, that's right. Well, I mean, that's what you're seeing today. You're seeing these people that serve we the people act like a bunch of demigods. Pelosi, Reid. I know people are tired of hearing about them, but folks, if we were busy about the work, because we are busy in this ministry, but if people out there would gather together and get busy and remove these jokers, it would be all, we could go on. We can turn the page. And by the way, we could have peace and we wouldn't have to worry about a bunch of corruption in the government continuously eradicating the Constitution of the United States. So it results in demigodism, license, that's right, agitation, license meaning the state will grant you privileges rather than rights given to you from God. So when you have somebody there saying, I can give you privileges, you better know right then and there that you are dealing with a demigod attitude. Because they just attempted to ascend the throne of God, Isaiah 14, and we all know he's going to hit the dirt sooner or later. So I go on, agitation, discontent, and anarchy, lawlessness, and what is being promoted today. By the way, this is found in the military training manual, TM 2005-1928, Military Talk. Cool?
Cool. I'm going to read the Ninth Amendment to what was just said right there, because you were talking about property and how the state becomes so large that it assumes that it can give you rights. An example, licensing. The Ninth Amendment says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. What that means is what is not written in the Bill of Rights, for instance, our rights. Well, the government might say, well, sure, you have the right to religion, you have the right to bear arms, da-da-da-da-da, even though they're trying to eradicate those. But it doesn't say that you have the right to do, name something, in the Bill of Rights. So therefore, we reserve the right to charge you a fee to then gain a license to have that right. Yeah. In other words, we're in charge of it.
You had the right prior to that. Like, for example, guns, right. Article 2,
mm-hmm.
You already have a right to bear arms.
Yep.
And it shall not be infringed.
But
the state has you believing that you have to get a permit. Permission from who?
Yeah.
From the state. And then I have to pay them $10, $15, $20.
Sure.
But I have to go to gun training before I actually get that permit, which is fine. But it's not for them to tell me what I'm supposed to do and how to do it when I've already got my rights given to me by God.
That's right.
Okay? They shouldn't be telling me how I'm supposed to be doing it, as long as I'm doing it lawfully.
Mm-hmm.
The minute I begin to commit crime with those rights, then the state steps in and says, no, you broke the law. But they're still on God's side.
That's right.
You understand?
Because they're executing justice upon evildoers, like it says in Romans 14.
That's right. Yeah.
So when you do evil, but the point...
And isn't it interesting they always get paid for the privileges that they give?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've already gone too far, even according to the Article 2 of the Bill of Rights.
Which is what a license essentially is. It's permission to break the law. That's what a license is. So the more licensing we start to do as a government system, the more they become the god, if you will.
But wait a second. Okay, let's put that into perspective. You're right, but which one is breaking the law? If I obtain a permission slip from the state, a permit, to carry a gun...
Yep.
Okay. They're the ones breaking the law. I'm not. They've already gone too far because they haven't. Who empowered them to be in a position to tell me that I have to give the state money for rights that I've already received from God to have a gun?
That's the catch.
So who's breaking the law there? They are.
Mm-hmm. And that's where people that are, what do you call
stupid?
Them? Yeah, well, obviously.
Yeah.
But then
ignorant.
You also have the people that are the libertarian mindset that says, who is the government to tell me that I can't carry a gun? They can't tell me that. Okay, well then who would you have as an alternative that can tell you that you can carry a gun? Well, me. Well, me is just a person. A person is in the form of a government. See, that's the circular reasoning you keep coming back with. It's God.
But wait. Well,
God is the one who gives rights, period.
No, let's dissect that. That's good, what you're saying. You're right, libertarians. But I'm still talking about we're all being ruled by law. Hey, listen, it's like the atheist that said he doesn't believe in God or the libertarian that says, you know, I don't have to be ruled by God. Well, yes, you do. You can't steal. You can't lie. You can't kill. Well, who said so?
God.
The Mosaic Institution. Sure. That's our form of government through republicanism, Exodus 18:21. That's right. But when a libertarian, by the way, defines out as pertaining to liberty, the doctrine of free will as opposed to the doctrine of necessity – remove from their mind libertarian prejudice. Libertarians today is exactly what you were saying. You're right. They basically say that, listen, that's exactly right.
Yeah, so
that's right.
The liberty to them is really, what do I want to do, and government can't infringe upon it.
Right.
Now, there's a factor of that that makes sense because I'm talking about to the government's perspective. The government was given a document of expressed powers. This is all you can do. These are delegated powers. This is it. You can do no more. Now the mentality is, well, the government says in the Constitution it doesn't say that I can't do it, therefore I can do it. It's the same thing with your Bill of Rights. That's why we have the Ninth Amendment. We listed out, our founders did, 10 Bill of Rights. We've got 10 of them. And they did a pretty good job of covering most of the basic rights that we have as people. But we're not limited to just those 10 rights. And it's not the government's job to decide, well, there's no other rights, therefore we gave them.
That's right.
The Ninth Amendment says, just because they're not listed here, if they're not listed here, they belong to us first, unless we say to the state, you can have these particular rights over us as individuals, or the federal government. But we have to delegate it to them. They can't just assume it and take it.
Right. Well, isn't it amazing how the media portrays that? They always have the eye on the president, acting like this is some sort of monarchy, like he's a king and whatever he says goes, or even to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. Well, the Supreme Court ruled. Yeah, well, they ruled contrary to our republic,
right.
So therefore it's not law. It's unlaw.
Yep.
They broke the law. That is tyranny. I want to go back to the libertarian point, okay? Because they fringe. They're on the threshold of anarchy the way they think without the restraints.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you were saying.
Yeah.
And I understood that, but I wasn't talking about that. So yeah. Rewind all the way to the beginning of what I was saying is I was assuming that everybody understood that we were ruled by law. We all are, like it or not.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lawgiver. And that's where I think...
I mean, when a man breaks the law, let's say a drug dealer, he breaks the law, he's afraid of the cops. Yep. Why? Because in conscience, he already knows he's breaking the law.
That's right.
You get the point.
And so in that context, we can exchange tyrants and tyrannies, just like John Adams said. He said, virtue must be instilled into the people of our nation. He was referring to the church. That's who gave virtue. That's who taught about virtue. That was the institution where you go to learn. The government, the civil government, was to execute justice upon wicked doers. Well, how do you know what's wicked? Because you know what virtue is. So therefore, he said, if we cannot be more virtuous as a people, and he was speaking this back in the early 1800s, then we might as well just trade tyrants for tyrannies.
Yeah.
Because man ultimately sits in government. We either get our directives, our
rights.
He's
a tenant of government. He's a tenant. That's all he is.
That's right. So a libertarian would seek to remove a certain man and replace him with what? Well, another man, ultimately.
Yeah.
Or the people, which could turn into a mob. You can't replace it with anything other than God. His standard rules. And man is to give an account to that God. And then we will have liberty. Period.
Yeah. A libertine means, ready for this, a licentiousness of opinion and practice and unrestrained indulgences of lust, debauchery, and lewdness. It also means a man who lives without restraint of the animal passions. So next time someone is a self-proclaimed libertarian, you might want to have him go look up as to what the definition is to a libertarian, because it's not good. Really what they are saying, in essence, folks, is they want a government that looks just like them, and they want a God that looks just like them. That is called idolatry. And libertarians did not give us this country. Christians did, by the Spirit of Christ.
That's right. Yeah. They become the standard. So then who would we replace them with? I know who I would replace them with, just like our founder said. There is no king, but King Jesus.
I think you should be the president.
His rules and his... There's no possible way.
No,
there's no possible way that we can be ruled by any other than Christ. Because if we are, we're just exchanging tyrants and tyrannies.
Just like Oliver Cromwell.
Yep.
Great point.
No, what did he? What is on his tomb? His tomb says,
"A protector of England, Scotland, and Ireland."
Yep. And no, the Christ. Yeah,
Christ
not,
is king. Man is not.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Christ not man is king. That's right.
That's right.
So there's the point.
Cromwell's
that's
a great.
Liberty is.
Cromwell is a great. Example of what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because what he kept doing is he kept saying to the
parliament,
that listen, guys, no. If you're not going to be ruled as unto God, I'm going to come in. I'm running the military. I'm running the show here, just like a military man, just like David. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to be ruled by God, you're not ruling these people. Mm-hmm. Get out of here.
You know,
I'm taking over because you ain't able to restrain yourselves and obey your creator. Therefore, see, you wouldn't want to be a. That's why he was so revered by the people back in the day, because he gave them true liberty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what's great.
A good concept to that is you can watch the digression of man by just reading the Bible. At first, there was no king over the children of Israel. God was the king. They had judges because they had a law, because the people couldn't be trusted. And it's similar to that in England. The people couldn't be trusted. Now God has to send a man. Now, was King David good? Yes.
Yes.
Was his form of government good? And when I say by form, I'm talking about a monarchy. David was a dictator for the right reasons, obviously. But what happens then when you remove David and you put in an unrighteous man like, say, Manasseh?
Mm-hmm.
Same rule, same empire, same law code, but he totally abandoned them. So then our founders said, well, then we need to have the government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Yeah.
But ultimately, God has to set at that top standard.
Isn't it amazing when you read 1 Kings and 2 Kings, when you read about all these kings that did evil in the sight of the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what in the heck?
What are you thinking?
What's been given to you, dude? Why would you just go like out of control like that? Maybe he was a libertarian.
He could have been.
He's probably sitting on top of his throne smoking dope.
Could have been.
Doing whatever came into his mind.
Yep.
Shouting, I don't know, for the next libertarian candidate.
Yeah,
I don't know. 1-877-807-9977. Check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com or go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. And let's get the job done, friends. Be right back.
Yeah. The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is the only radio program that I've heard where they actually walk their talk. They apply it to their lives and show real leadership. And this is the kind of stuff that America needs to hear if we're ever going to reform ourselves and give hope for our next generation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to add one more thing before we take this phone call. No, that wasn't a B. That was me adding on as to more than one.
Extension.
Singular to.
Plural?
Thank you. They derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. You, America. E-word, governed. If we aren't, others will govern us. Or we won't be responsible and we'll lose everything. Yeah.
Somebody will come in and try to organize the mess.
Yes. Chase, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Thank you. I was just wanted to say, whenever I talk about this kind of stuff with people, you know, in casual conversation or whatever, they always throw one or two cards at me. And they always, it's either the theocracy card and that we're not a theocratic form of government, or the separation of church and state card, and say, oh, there's, you know, there's lines and you can't cross them.
Well, then why is, then let me ask you a question. Let me interject something really quick because I got two thoughts for you already. Thank you. But yeah. No, hang Chase on. I'll let him give him, I'll give him the last word here. Well, then why is the government doing it all day long? You see the, you see the very people decrying church and state, yet they're the ones violating the church. What are they doing crossing lines? That's right.
You look at the history of the separation of church and state, and it's to keep government from doing exactly what they're doing right now.
That's right.
And really, if you think about it, with like you're saying, they're really setting up a demigod kind of a system. Go back to Rome, and you get Caesar, who's this god in the eyes of, or even Egypt with Pharaoh. He was a god in the eyes of his people, and that's more of a theocracy than the republic that we're fighting for would be to begin with.
Yeah,
I mean, we're just talking about the morals and foundation.
Right. Let me go back to your first point, Chase. You said theocracy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then what are they complaining about when they're complaining about Obama? Well, they're complaining about Obama all day. Well, what's the problem? What are you mad at Obama for? He ain't doing nothing wrong. Oh, yes, he is. He's breaking the rule of law. Well, just ask them the question, whose law? And then when they go back to the Mosaic Institution, they just basically shot themselves in both of their feet. And they stuck both feet in their mouth because they're too stupid to figure out that we're all ruled by God, like it or not.
Yeah. So they always take their own boat in that one.
Yeah, here's the other thing. People have to be right on their own, even when they're completely wrong and way off base. You know, but Chase, that's exactly right. And also this, God forbid you let them go away uneducated. Don't do that. Give it to them and let it hang on them. Yeah?
And it will.
It will. Chase, I'll give you the last word. Yeah.
I know. I think you're exactly right. And, I mean, that's the kind of stuff we have
that's
to be
enough.
Doing.
All right. So thank you, Chase. I'm totally kidding.
Okay.
No, I'm totally playing, Chase. I'm just really
– delayed.
I just took a sip of coffee, and it's really catching up to me right now. And I need to harass somebody, and you just happen to be the guy that calls in, and
thanks,
you're going to get my harassment.
Well, that's what I'm here for. But, no, I mean, we need that kind of leadership, and we need people actually standing up and doing it. So many people will start the conversation, but they won't finish it. They won't drop the hammer at the end and really bring it back to the heart of the people they're talking to, because that's what it comes down to, is people want their own. I mean, they ultimately want to be their own gods, like in a democracy where they have their own rule. They don't want to submit to a higher authority, which is what humility is. That's the definition of humility, is that honest submission to a divine authority. So,
that's right. That's right, being who you are.
And they want to be themselves, and they want the authority to be able to determine what they can do and what they can't do, and then that bleeds into their personal lives, and it bleeds into their corporate lives and their government lives, and then pretty soon we've got another dictator on our hands because there was no standard to keep him from straying into that.
I mean, how did it work out for those? How did it work out for all those democratic nations today? How's it working out for them? I mean, we're seeing more dictators and tyrants rise than ever in history, I better not say that. Then I'll have someone email me and say the Indians of the Shishawankans
or something.
Right. I mean, outside of the fact that I haven't heard a word you said, Chase, I totally appreciate you calling it. This is probably Chase, is this the reason that we don't get a lot of new callers? Is because they're afraid and you guys are just bold enough to call in, or what is it?
Bold.
That could
bold.
Be. I don't
forward
know.
Forward to danger.
You guys are kind of intimidating, but not that much. So I don't know what the deal is.
If we ever come across intimidating, praise God. You know, one of the Navy's. Thank you for your call, Chase. I appreciate it. Speaking of which, one of the Navy SEALs said this. He said that his dad told him that the thing that he was afraid of the most, his dad was a military man too. He said that when I grow old, people won't fear me anymore. I'll let that sink in for a minute. He was a military man. He was afraid that when he grew old, that people wouldn't fear him anymore.
Hence, he wouldn't be effective.
Thank you. To who?
Those enemies.
The enemies of the Republic.
That's right.
That's a military man. Did you hear that, Patriots? You don't want to grow so old where people don't fear you anymore. In other words, do what you say, and I'll tell you what. Remember I told you a couple weeks ago? I love that analogy. I was outside yesterday. Same point, friends. Just hang with me. Stinking this big fly, horse fly, and I didn't hear it gallop, and I didn't hear it go, I didn't hear it nigh. Could you do that for us, Heather? Okay. And in saying that, that fly would not leave me alone. And I just waited for that fly to come around. I was going to swat it.
Mm.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, as a matter of fact, it was your wife that fly had the gall to go land right by her.
Took care of it.
I have never seen anybody swat a horse fly so fast and so viciously as your wife. Dude, it was like, I mean, it was like the bionic Heather or something. Just swap. It's like, whoa. And I looked at her and I said, I bet you learned that in the jungles of the Aborigines, didn't you?
Oh.
I never seen it
always
before.
Learning. Always
the
learning.
The point is, I'm still in the same vein.
Horsefly.
Friends.
Horsefly.
Yes, I can think three thoughts at the same time and walk and chew gum. Right?
That gum thing
has
got
me. What was my point, Jack? I'm totally kidding.
Something about a horsefly?
I'm totally kidding. But if you go back to that at the very beginning of this, folks, don't ever think you're not effective. Try to go to sleep in a tent with a mosquito in it.
Yeah.
How does that work out?
this morning.
I had a fly in my house.
Did you?
Sucker will keep you right up.
Yeah?
Till you get the swatter.
Did you zip it up?
I didn't have a tent. I was in my house.
No, you said you had a fly in the house.
Yeah.
Did you zip up your fly?
I didn't say my fly was open.
Oh. I was watching the Navy SEALs last night. I really was. Their basic training. Mm-hmm. And the sergeant goes over to him and says, "Your fly's open, soldier! Zip it up!" It's like, okay.
That's awesome.
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
Always have it zipped up. Huh? Well, take care of the flies.
Yeah.
One little teeny fly isn't complaining about how he's not effective. He keeps somebody up all night.
They do, and they're just, you know, let's go back to the mosquito. Mm. What was Noah thinking when he didn't swat those two flies? Everybody's out there like, what is he talking about? Remember Noah brought into the ark with him two of each kind?
No, actually,
there just happened to be two mosquitoes. Why didn't he swat those mosquitoes? It's all right, too late, but you caught on, didn't you? I just see a guy in a truck right now driving around.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm going to tell my wife that one
that's
today.
Right. Yeah. The Sons of Liberty.
Yes.
And like the Facebook page, The Sons of Liberty.
It's like, who in the Bible didn't have parents?
Are you asking me to answer? Because I do know the answer.
Go ahead.
Joshua.
Yeah, the son of Nun.
Right.
Yeah.
Talk about enlightenment. Holy smokes.
Totally.
I bet you didn't know that, folks.
No.
A kid's out at the parade asking people what you do at green lights. Your son was actually, we pink and blue him and then, you know, spell the word shop, S-H-O-P, spell it again, S-H-O-P. What do you do at a green light? You stop. And then the 7-year-old, or is he 8? 7, 8?
Yeah.
Say to him, "No, you don't stop at green lights." And they say, "Oh, you got me."
Got another one for you. What time of the day was Adam born?
Good one.
Come on. I know you guys are. Come on. This is true stuff.
A couple seconds.
Having a little fun.
This is true, too.
Yeah, and it is true. What time of the day was Adam born? Just before Eve. Just before Eve. Right, guys? Right, guys? Just before Eve.
Sure.
All right. Okay. Well, all right. Well, that one hit the floor.
Got any more of those?
Yeah.
I like that trumpet.
Woo!
What was that?
Yes! Now, folks, you know what's the beauty of this radio program right now is the fact that we're laughing at our own stupidity. Well, you see, at our cost, you know?
This doesn't affect you.
This is what you don't
get to enjoy.
And just think, this is what we don't get paid for.
That's true.
That even makes us more stupid, doesn't it?
I suppose it was.
Is it?
That's going too far.
Is this a labor of love?
Yes.
It is. Folks, for those that didn't know, this really, truly is a labor of love. Mm. It really is. Because we're not getting paid to do this, folks. Am I asking for merit?
No, but I'll ask for donations. We are a nonprofit organization. You can donate. We're non-taxable.
This is true.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Make a donation.
On a serious note. Folks, you know that we're effective. You know that we're out there doing this stuff. And you know, I hope that we love you enough because we're always shouting from the rooftops. We will be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone with Bradley and Jake on the Sons of Liberty. Again, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Check us.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.